Today is the 22nd of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is such an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So guys, let me just get this out of my system now. 5 days till Heart of Worship presents Worship Breakfast. 5 days. 5 days! I cannot wait to worship with you all. I think we have about 45 people registered. There's still 5 more spaces left, but I cannot wait to worship with you all. For those that do end up turning up, I cannot wait. And so on that note, we are going to continue in our line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Ephesians 2 verse 10, and it says this: "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." O Lord, creator and sustainer of all things, please do your creative work in us, making us into a useful tool for your service. Please use our influence and your abilities fashioned in us to bless our family, friends, and those around us that need to know your grace more. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And so this week, I want to use this week to remind you that your Heavenly Father lives inside of you. Oh, Father, we glorify you. I want you to know that He dwells inside of you, and that His Spirit is in you, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you've got to pull in the work. And you've got to be dedicated, and you've got to be consistent. I am reminded every day that I have to be consistent. And I'm reminded through my daughter. You know, every day she wakes up, she expects to see her mummy. She expects to see her daddy, and she expects her milk. And then she'll have her Cerelac, and then she'll probably take a nap. But we have to consistently be there for her. And it gives her the reassurance that mummy and daddy are there. And I want you to do that for God. I want you to wake up every day. And I want the first thing you do is to worship Him. I want you to pray. I want you to talk to Him. That part of your life, I want you to be consistent with. I want you to tell God every day, "Here I am, send me." And He will. Once He knows that He can depend on you, and once He knows He can rely on you, He'll send you. So wherever you are right now, just worship Him. Just worship Him. Whether you're listening to this early hours of the morning, mid-afternoon, or late evening, just worship Him. The Bible says in Ezekiel 36 verse 27 says, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my status, and you will be careful to observe my obedience." You will be careful to observe. Yeah. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. With your heart, worship Him. With your mind, worship Him. With your soul, worship Him. Yeah. Father, we are here as a body to worship you, to reverence you, and to honor you. Isaiah 63 verse 11 says, "Then his people remembered the days of old of Moses, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them?" That God dwells with you right now. His Spirit, his Holy Spirit is in the midst of you, in the midst of your home, in the midst of your job, in your offices, in our schools, in our government. Second Timothy verse 1:14 says, "God, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, the treasure which has been entrusted to you." God has trusted you with something, and he needs you to guard it. Mandarabase ketebo shakatarabase. Ye ketebo shandarabase ketebo shanda. Lift up your voice and worship him. Lift up your voice and honor him. Lift up your voice and reverence him. Where are my worshippers right now? It is well. It is well with my finances, oh Lord. It is well. It is well with my body, God. And so our declaration of the day says, I declare that God has a great plan for my life. He is directing my steps, and even though I may not always understand how, I know my situation is not a surprise to God. He will work out every detail to my advantage in His perfect timing. Everything will turn out right. This is my declaration. Yeah. So for the next 30 seconds, just begin to dwell on that declaration and begin to declare it in your life. Amen. Amen. Father, we decree and declare that we know you have a great plan for us and that you are directing our steps. And even though we may not always understand how, we know, Father God, that our situation is not a surprise to you and that you will work it out. That you will work out every detail to my advantage in your perfect timing. Everything will turn out right. This we stand on today. So, dear Lord Jesus, be with us today and each day as we face an unknown future. Father God, we thank you that you have promised in your word that you will instruct us and teach us in your way that we should go and guide us with your eye. Thank you for your promises of guidance and comfort. Lead us, Lord, in the way that is best for us. And when we are facing circumstances that seems to be bleak and scary, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing that He is the way, the only way that we need to go to be kept in your love. Thank you that we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, guys, enjoy your day. We are on all the social media websites. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. A Heart of Worship is on Facebook. Please go and follow us on all the social media platforms and let us stay connected as we begin and as we continue to build a tribe of worshippers. We are on an Isaiah 66 verse 18 journey. And so I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And so until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.